guys, we are back here on Hoops Hype, and today, you know what time it is. By the way, in 3 hours, I think, 3 hours and 10 minutes, the first NBA game, Nets versus, NBA playoff game, Nets versus Sixers, will tip off. And, but anyways, to get back on topic, we're going to talk about the Western Conference Finals. As you remember, I'm just going to give you a quick recap. Bucks beat Detroit 4-0. Boston beat Indiana 4-1. And then Milwaukee Boston beat Milwaukee in 7 games. And then, so they made it to the Conference Finals. And then Toronto beat Orlando in a sweep. In 4-1. 4-1. Philly beat Brooklyn. I think it was 4-2. And those two teams will move on. And Toronto will beat Philly. I think it was 4-2 or 4-3. I don't know. But anyways, it's between Toronto and Boston. 7 games, Toronto wins. So Toronto made it to the NBA Finals. Anyways, I'm just going to get to talking about the Western Conference Finals. So, first of all, I don't even think I have to even explain this first matchup. Golden State versus LA, sweep. You guys know Golden State's going to be looking to go big. The only reason why they didn't win 70-some games this season was because they don't go completely all out. They saved their energy for the playoffs. They just try to get... They don't try to win every single game. They try to get to the first seed, though. They try their best to get to the first seed. That's what they did this year. This should be an easy sweep because LA cannot, what Golden State can do. I mean, LA, they have a good starting lineup. They've got Montrezl Harrell coming off the bench. Then they've got Lou Williams. They've got Danilo Gallinari. Those are some good players, but the rest of the guys aren't going to do enough, really, to beat them. So, honestly, it's going to be a sweep for Golden State. Houston versus Utah. I think Houston is going to win in 6 games. Because Utah... They'll win. I guarantee this isn't going to be a sweep. They're not sweeping the Jazz. The Jazz are 50-32, which is a very good record. Surprisingly, though, since the West is super good, they're in as low as a 5th seed. And basically, those are two pretty much even teams, but I think that they'll win out, and as long as they can find a way to stop Donovan Mitchell and stop the ball from going to Rudy Gobert in the paint and get him out of there. As long as Clint Capella and a head scratcher, James Harden, play good defense. I don't think James Harden's good. I mean, you never know. He didn't play terrible defense this year. He didn't play terrible defense this year, but they're going to have to guard those two guys, and those are the only threats, and then maybe put some on the other guys, but mostly those are your two concerns on offense. Even though Rudy Gobert isn't a 20-30 point scorer, he can get so many easy buckets, and Donovan Mitchell's buckets are contested shots, and he doesn't make every single one of those. But Gobert hits almost every single shot with the basket in his sight, and that's where most of his shots come from. And that's why he shoots a high field goal percentage. So I think as long as they can stop those two guys, they'll win in 6 games, and the series won't be too hard. But the reason why they've won 50 games and only lost 32 is because teams have tried too hard or haven't paid attention to those guys, and they failed miserably. So that's why they haven't won, I mean, as many games. So, I mean, if you hear that, by the way, that's a washing machine. But anyways, keep going with it. Houston versus Golden State in the second round. I think this series is going to go to a game seven, just like in the conference finals. I think Rockets were kind of bad at the beginning of the year. They were just getting used to not having Trevor Ariza, and he's in the corner. That, honestly, I'm going to say something right here. The three players that James Harden had gotten assists to the most last year were Trevor Ariza and PJ Tucker in the corner for three, and then lobs for Clint Capella. Taking away Trevor Ariza took like three assists off his numbers. So that's probably why he doesn't get as many assists as he did last year. So anyways, I think Golden State will win in game seven. I think it might go in six games. But honestly, I think Golden State's going to win in seven games. So Golden State making it to the conference finals. Golden State, the reason why I say they're going to win in seven games is probably because they've got five different All-Stars. You might be surprised I'm not even saying sweep, but Golden State is basically they just need to figure things out. They could have won every single game this year. Honestly, to be honest. I mean, look at them. I mean, seriously, look at their roster. They've got five All-Stars on one lineup. They got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson along the perimeter. Both guys can drive. Both guys can shoot the mid-range. They've got Kevin Durant, who also helps that. He can play a good all-around game. He can shoot. He can drive. I think him not being able to shoot as many threes as he did, as he was able to last year. I mean, not as good at threes. That was kind of a big part of them getting a lower record than expected. And also, now that they've got a center that's an All-Star, they've got a guy who can stretch out the defense. He can shoot. He can post you up. He can drive. And most importantly, he can dunk the darn basketball. And he can lay it in. So that Golden State team should be unstoppable. But honestly, those two teams, I mean, the Rockets team, though, they have a lot of guys off the bench. So while they might not have as many stars as Golden State does, they've got a killer three-point shot. So if they're cold, I'm going to say this. My dad's favorite team is the Rockets, and I watch them a lot. But when they're hot, they're so exciting to watch. When they're cold, they're the worst team. I mean, so I'm going to say when they're hot, they're the best team in the NBA to watch. When they're cold, they're the absolute worst team in the NBA to watch. So honestly, the Rockets, I bet they'll be cold some of the games. I think home court advantage really plays a huge part in this. And I think Golden State knows what it takes. Every single one of their players knows what it takes, except for maybe Jonas Jerebko or, you know, the Marcus Cousins. But those four, the Marcus Cousins hasn't had much success, but he's not going to get the pressure. He knows the other guys know what it takes. And he's just as good as any one of them. And they had to win for the first time at some point. So, honestly, DeMarcus Cousins, he'll go with that. He'll go with them. And I think Golden State is going to win and make it to the conference finals. So, next, we have Portland and OKC. I'm going to make a bold, bold pick that not many people are expecting. And then I will explain it. I think that OKC will win in six games. In that series, because I know you might be surprised, like what, but what I'm gonna say here is that a big part of Portland making the third seed for the past 2 years was that they had Yusuf Nurkic. Yusuf Nurkic was huge. Every single game. And he got injured in the end. And also, even with Yusuf Nurkic last year, they got swept by the Pelicans in the sixth seed. They didn't just lose to them, they got swept. So that's also a big part of me being like, do they really have what it takes to win in a game other than the regular season? That's the question I keep asking. And I know OKC can win games. They've got a lot of players who know how to win. I think Paul George, he knows how to do it. He can play. Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double for the past 3 years, so he'll spread the ball around. As long as Russell Westbrook doesn't go 1-for-13 from the mid-range again, then they'll be pretty fine. So I think, honestly, oh yeah, by the way, he went like 1-for-13 from the mid-range. I think he's got a weird release. Like, he jumps up, and then he waits so long, and then he releases. So I think if he just shot the ball cleanly, instead of double-clutching every single one of his shots or having a super late release on it, then he would be a much better shooter than he is right now. And also, I don't know if you've noticed, but his free throw shooting has taken a hit the past 2 years. So, first of all, in 2016-17, I know it's kind of hard to realize this. I didn't know this either. But he was actually a very good premier free throw shooter at one point. He had an 84.6% free throw shot 2016 and 17. In 2017-18, his free throw shooting took a hit. And then it went down to like 72%, which isn't terrible, but it's not good for an NBA player. And then it took an even bigger hit to making him a bad free throw shooter. Now he's shooting like 66% from the line. And he rarely makes two free throws. So that's what I'm saying. Russell Westbrook needs to make free throws and jump shots if OKC wants to do what I'm saying they will do. So, honestly, and also Paul George, in the end of the season, his three-point shooting also went down. He was still hitting four threes, but they would be in like 13, 12 attempts. They would be in a bunch of attempts. And he wasn't as consistent as he was. But also, Paul George is the guy who I think should. He has a case for MVP. Him, Giannis, and James Harden all have a case for MVP. They all do. So I think OKC will move on to the next round. And next, I'm going to talk about Denver and San Antonio. Now, this one, I think, is going to go to Denver in five. Because Denver, they didn't have such a strong ending to the season. But they should be able to beat San Antonio. They should, honestly. So, I think Denver will move on. But I think they'll be out pretty soon. And then next round, OKC versus Denver. I think, honestly, the sixth seed is going to put an upset in seven games because Denver doesn't look like they have as much experience. They don't have that. I think OKC's got two easy teams in their sights. They should make the conference finals, honestly. They've got Portland, who just lost Yusuf Nurkic, who gave them a big portion of their success, and haven't won an NBA playoffs game since they've been higher seeded than eighth. And I don't even think they won. Yeah, they haven't won a single playoff game through the past 3 years. And they've been in three straight times. Now, I think they'll, I mean, they haven't, sorry, for the past 2 years, they've been in two straight times. I think they will end that this year. But, sorry, I said three straight, but they're coming in this year having not won a single playoff game as third seed or eighth seed. So what I'm basically saying is that OKC has two easy teams in its sights because it's also got Denver, which is a good team, but it's also very inexperienced because it's got, you know, Nikola Jokic. He's a case for MVP, but also he's got his supporting players who were the guys that really didn't play well throughout that final stretch, include Jamal Murray, Monte Morris, all those other guys. And maybe they have Paul Millsap, but he's not a star. He has experience, but he's not a star. And those other guys, they're very streaky. They're very good complementary players to Nikola Jokic, but I don't think that's good enough to make it to the conference finals. They're going to have to find something else. I mean, and honestly, maybe they might make it to the conference finals if they decide to play Isaiah Thomas and Isaiah starts doing what he did in Boston before he got injured. And honestly, I think teams need to give him a better chance. He needs to start on this roster. He needs, because Denver, no, I mean, he's a great player. Isaiah Thomas averaged 28 points and then came into the league, didn't play particularly well with Cleveland, but that's because LeBron James was on his team. He only averaged like 18, 20 points. And then they benched him on LA for freaking Lonzo Ball. And then he got injured there. And then now he went from averaging 28.1 points and having a case for MVP for getting 10 minutes a game if he plays at all. And he's still scoring 11 points. So if they want big success, they're going to have to play Isaiah Thomas, all right? That's what I'm going to say right there. And he is going to have to play for them if they're going to want to win any big games like that. So honestly, I think Denver's going to move on. And if they play Isaiah Thomas, they're moving on again. But I think OKC has the better team if they don't play Isaiah Thomas, who's a great player. I think OKC is the better team and more experienced team, and that's going to give them enough to make it to the conference finals for OKC to lose, I think, in maybe, I think, five games. Because OKC, I mean, maybe even a sweep. I think this side, the third, second, and seventh seeds, are too easy for are two easy teams that are four easy teams for the playoffs and for those high seeds. So I think that those are the teams that are going to make it to the conference finals, and I think there's pretty much no question on who's going to make the finals. The question is, are they going to win in four, five, or six games? I don't think it'll go into seven. But you also never know. OKC has two great stars, and they've got supporting players. Now they've got a player who can come off the bench and play point guard, known as Dennis Schroeder. And that's basically going to really help them out. So, honestly, I think that they might make it to six games. But honestly, I'm going to put up a prediction of five games or a sweep. So I know Golden State's going to make it, and now we have the finals. I'm going to make a prediction about the finals. I know I said I might do a whole episode, but that's not going to be too long. So I'm just going to do it right here. And I'm also going to do another episode like me and Caden did last year, where we just talked about the finals after game one. And I might do a little preview. But anyway, a finals preview before that, and once there's a game one recap, I'll probably do some of that. So, but anyways, let's get on to the finals. So this is going to be Golden State, Toronto, and I think this is going to be won by Golden State in six games because Golden State's got going against Toronto, who's got Marcus Gasol, Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, Serge Ibaka, Kawhi Leonard. They've got a good bench with Fred VanVleet, but Golden State has five all-stars. I mean, I can't stress this enough. if you've got five All-Stars on your starting lineup with five players, you're a pretty much unstoppable team. So there should be at least... And you know what Golden State's also going to have to do? They're going to have at least one star on at a time. And if they're going to play all five stars at a time, great. But they should also, you know, rest them, have at least one star at a time on the court, because Golden State doesn't have as strong of a bench. While their bench players can play, just go for the dub, you know? So, basically, I think Golden State should win in about six games, maybe five or a sweep, and maybe even a game seven. But I guarantee you Golden State is going to win for the third straight time, a three-peat, four wins in five out of five different finals. So I think Golden State's going to end up winning the whole thing. And I think finals MVP, I think this big boy is going to go to either Durant or Curry, because Durant or Curry, are those are the two best players. It's just, will they step up for the task? And maybe even Draymond Green or DeMarcus Cousins. I don't think it's going to be Klay Thompson, because the past few years, he hasn't really played well in finals games. But anyways, he's not really a player who's been their star. I mean, he's helped them win, but he's also just not the player. He does what he can do on the offensive end. But Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are more dominant on the offensive end. And Draymond Green and DeMarcus Cousins are both two-way players. And that's how Andre Iguodala won the 1 year. So I'm going to say that's going to be between those guys. I'm going to make a prediction of KD again, maybe Steph. No. Yeah, I think it's – I'm going to make a prediction of KD. And I will give you some more updates. I think I'm going to do three podcasts before the I think I'm going to do three different podcasts before the finals. It's going to be a special edition. Look forward for the special edition player talk for Jamal Crawford, Dwayne Wade, and Dirk Nowitzki, the three guys who look like they're retiring. I know you've mostly heard about Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, but also I don't know if you've paid it. You guys have paid attention, but Jamal Crawford is 39 years old, and he went out. He looked like he was trying to go out on a high note, like Kobe did, and he bombed him 51 points in the last game of the season. So I'm gonna throw him in there, and I'm also going to do why Trae Young has a case for Rookie of the Year, and also why Paul George has a case for MVP. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and this is Hoops Hype signing out now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.